It's Moisturize, the new, all-new Rolly 903 cigarette. Listen. That jet of fresh, pure moisture stands for the new, different Moisturized Rolly 903. New blend, new taste, new freshness. It's the new, all-new Moisturized Rolly 903. Cigarette program starring Red Skelton with David Forrester and his orchestra, our singing star Anita Ellis, Gigi Pearson, Verna Felton, Pat McGee, and Wonderful Smith, and yours truly, Rod O'Connor. It's a pleasure to bring you Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer's popular young comedian and the star of our Raleigh Cigarette program, Red Skelton.
How are you tonight, Rod?
Oh, fine, Red. Say, what have you been up to this past week?
Well, I went down just to look at the new 1947 cars, you know.
Any new improvements?
Oh, yeah. All the new cars have a telephone book installed under the chassis, see? Uh-huh. So that's if you hit a pedestrian and gets knocked down, see? All he has to do is look up and thumb his way through the book and find a good lawyer while he's waiting for the ambulance. Prepare yourself, because we'll keep you laughing like this for hours.
What do you got in your hand there?
Oh, it's a book.
Book, huh?
Yeah, with fingers.
Is it a joke book or are you hiring writers this year?
Well, it... Anybody got Harry Von Zell's number? That's what I like about this program, cooperation. Everybody works together to cut my throat.
Well, I see the book, Red.
Yeah, there.
Mrs. Mike.
Uh-huh. Yep.
Wasn't Mrs. Mike selected as the best book for March by the Literary Guild? What's it about? Radio?
No, it isn't. It's a story about a young Boston girl who falls in love with a Northwest Mountie, and his name's Mike. It's really a good book. I can't put it down. I even read it while crossing Pine Street.
Do you ever have a Buick read over your shoulder?
Well, who wrote the book?
Well, the authors of this book were happened to be two very good friends of mine, Benedict and Nancy Friedman.
Benedict?
Yes.
Don't tell me that's Ben, one of our writers.
Yeah, you know, I really had a hunch that one of Edna's staff was doing a little something literary, you know.
What made you think so?
I've been finding punctuation marks in the script lately.
You know, Benny must be very brilliant, Red. I was reading somewhere that he entered Columbia University at the age of 14. Now, that's amazing.
Well, it's true, but it's not amazing. It so happens that I won an honor when I was 14 years old.
What was that, Red?
I was elected by my classmates as the boy most likely to make a career out of the fifth grade.
Well, hasn't Benny Friedman been writing for you for a long time, Red?
Yeah, Benny has been with Edna and me ever since our first Raleigh broadcast 6 years ago, and I consider him my good luck charm, you know.
How do you consider me?
Huh?
I say, how do you consider me?
Well, as long as I've got my good luck charm, I'm not worried, you know. They're going to make Mrs. Mike into a movie, too, you know.
Say, Red, speaking of movies, whatever happened to Merton of the Movies? That picture you made with Virginia O'Brien, you know, the girl who sings without any facial expression?
Well, Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer and I had a little slight misunderstanding on the billing.
Oh, what happened?
Well, they want to advertise it. Merton of the Movies, starring Deadpan and Deadhead.
Listen. That jet of fresh, pure moisture stands for the new, all-new Rolly 903 cigarette. It's moisturized to stay fresh longer. It's moisturized to taste better. It's moisturized to smoke milder. Yes, this new Rolly 903 is moisturized by the revolutionary new 903 process. That fresh, clean, beneficial moisture penetrates every leaf. Every fiber of Rolly's choice tobaccos brings you new mellow taste, new mildness, new freshness. It's the new, all-new Rolly 903.
And remember this about the new Rolly 903. Medical science offers proof positive. No other leading cigarette gives you less nicotine, less throat-irritating tars.
Smokers, follow the example of that beautiful film star, Joan Crawford. Smoke the new Rolly 903. It's so much smoother, richer, better tasting. A new blend... new freshness, new taste. You'll see the number 903 on the government stamp. This Rolly 903 is new. All new. It's moisturized.
And now our lovely Anita Ellis, who is going to be the queen of the flower trail in Mobile, Alabama next Sunday. And how do you do? She's going to sing Harry Tings and Glockamore.
I hear a bird, Londonderry bird. It well may be he's bringing me a cheering word. I hear a breeze, a river Shannon breeze. It well may be it's followed me across the seas. Then please, how are things in Glockamora? Is that little brook still leaping there? Does it still run down to Donnycove, through Killybegs, Kilkerry, and Kildare? How are things in Glockamora? Is that willow tree still weeping there? Does that laddie with the twinkling eye come whistling by? And does he walk away sad and dreamy there, not to see me there? So I ask each weeping willow and each brook along the way, and each lad that comes a whistling to relay. Ah, things in
The Skelton Scrapbook of Satire. Really sounds like something good coming, don't it? Our story tonight is about the great American pastime, dancing.
And Glockamora.
I don't feel so good today. I think I got a fever or something. I took my temperature with my mother's kitchen thermometer and it said roast. Well, look who's coming down the street. I ain't seen him for a long time. Old pal Wonderful Schmidt. Hey, Wonderful, howdy doody.
Well, Clem.
Yeah, where'd you get them pretty flowers you got there?
Well, I went to a wedding and I caught the bridal bouquet.
Oh, good luck to you. Hey, does your dance band play at weddings now?
Nope, I stood up for my uncle. Yeah? He couldn't quite make it.
You mean he was under the weather?
Nope, but when I left, he was clouding up fast.
Well...
Here comes your girl, Sandra Dew. I'll see you later, Clem.
Yeah.
She might ask me if you was at the dance there tonight.
Yeah, sorry. I hate to see her myself. She's always accusing me of going to dances with other girls. Well, howdy doody, Sarah Dew.
Howdy, stranger.
Stranger? Why, this is lover boy.
I trust all is well with you.
Well, I do have a slight headache, but I can't make up my mind which head it's in.
How's your ma?
Ma's down with a grip.
Is it serious?
I don't know. Pa had a pretty good grip on her when I left.
Say, what on earth have you got on your feet?
Them's my new mail-order dancing shoes.
Well, take them out of the box and let's see them. Well, what are they, a present from one of the girls you take dancing?
Now, don't start on me, Sarah Dew.
Well, if you want to run around to dances with other women, you just go ahead.
Now, look, why, if another woman as much as looked at me,
Yes?
I'd rather not say.
Well, what are you blushing for?
Well, I'm not blushing. Just got my ears tied under my chin too tight, so maybe it's my red flannels creeping up on me here. Why are you so jealous, anyway?
Jealous of you? Oh, you no good, idiotic, half-baked imbecile.
Well, now that did it.
Well, I may not be a beautiful dancer, but I got charm and grace and personality.
What you saving it for?
Oh, and I got $1 million figure.
Oh, you have, huh? You got it invested in the wrong places.
Sam, what's this I hear about you and the Widow Brown?
It's a lie! Widow who?
The Widow Brown. Huh? I've heard a lot of gossip about you two.
Oh, lies, lies, lies. You just like to start troubles. Oh, I know the kind of girl you are.
Oh, you do? Yeah, well, what kind of a girl am I?
Yeah.
Well, what kind of a girl am I?
Oh, wouldn't you like to know?
Well, Clem, for the last time, now what kind of a girl am I?
Look, I don't believe in hurting anybody, and if I told you, I'd get hurt. What's this talk you heard about us?
Well, you were seen at the Snake River Barn Dance with the widow. Yes. You gave her a box of candy, and while you were dancing the turkey trot, you gave her a kiss on the lips.
Well, I had to do something to stop her from eating all the candy, didn't I? Think ahead, girl. Think ahead. This is the atomic age we're living in.
Oh, Clem, what have you got for a head?
Well, it's stamped right on there, basketball. Who's that driving up there?
Oh, it's Anita Ellis, my old school chum.
Well, do tell.
Hello, Sarah Dew. Well, really? It's good to see you.
Yeah, it's good to see you too, Anita.
There'll be a short pause while they sharpen fingernails now.
Oh, excuse me. I didn't know you were talking to someone. I didn't see him sitting in that tree.
Yeah.
Oh, that's all right. That's okay, Anita. Clem here don't count.
Yes, I do. Up to 13. I have to count on all my fingers to do it, you know.
13 fingers?
Yeah, you know, I am kind of unusual. I've got one more finger than most people, you know.
Clem, if you don't stop showing off, I'll knock your heads together.
Insults. Why don't you introduce me to the girl?
Anita Ellis, Clem Cadiddlehopper.
Charmed, I'm sure.
Clem, stop that. Why did you kiss her hand?
Well, in Europe, the gentleman always kissed the lady's hand.
Oh, I noticed you were wearing a combat jacket.
Yes.
Were you in the army?
Yes, ma'am. I saw service in Georgia. Yes, sir. That used to be the peach state. Now it's a political plum situation.
I saw you dancing the other night.
Yeah?
Maybe you'll take me dancing sometime.
Well, I'd be charmed, delighted.
Well, I must be going. See you later, Sarah.
Goodbye.
Oh, well, of all the nerve. She's supposed to be my friend, and she tried to steal my man right from under my nose.
Oh,
and you. Oh, you mail-order Casanova. Get out of my sight. We're through. And here's your ring back.
Here, now, careful. Don't take it off so roughly. You want to tear it? I cut that out of a magazine, you know.
Well, I don't care. I don't want it or anything else that reminds me of you. I'm through for good this time.
Good.
And don't come crawling back to me on your hands and knees like you usually
do. Well, that's the only way I could see unless you move out of this rabbit hutch, you know.
And you can just go out and cut down that tree. The one with our initials in it. I'm sick of looking at it. And besides, you misspell the initials anyhow.
Okay, where's the saw? I'll get rid of the tree.
Oh, knob down with your teeth. You knob the initials in it with them.
I'll saw it down. I don't want the Beavers Union picketing me. Your jealousy's making you a very unhappy woman, you know. After all, if I'm a good dancer and women find me light on their feet, well, more power to them. There's a brilliant line, isn't it?
Hey, watch out for that tree that it don't fall
know what I'm doing. I used to be a lumber jerk. Jack, Jack. Oh, no, it won't.
Yes, it will.
Oh, no, it won't. Timber!
Right in the fireplace where it belongs.
Listen. That jet of fresh, pure moisture stands for the new, all-new Rolly 903 cigarette. It's moisturized to stay fresh longer. It's moisturized to taste better. It's moisturized to smoke milder. Yes, this new moisturized Rolly 903 is unlike any Rolly cigarette you've ever smoked before. It's new, all-new. New blend, new freshness. New taste.
And remember this about the new Rolly 903. Medical science offers proof positive. Tests certified by a jury of 14 doctors based on a method used by the United States government prove that no other leading cigarette gives you less nicotine, less throat-irritating tars.
Smoke the new, all-new Rolly 903. It's moisturized.
David Forrester and his Rolly Cigarette Orchestra play Rainy Night in Rio. The Dancing School.
Junior, where are you? What are you doing?
I'm washing the living room windows.
Ah, that's a good child.
Yes, and when I get all the pieces cleaned, I'm going to see if I can't fit the pieces together again.
Dear,
Junior, how did you break the window?
You see the baseball bat?
Yes.
You see the baseball?
Yes.
Well, come, kiddo. Put two and two together.
Oh, well, get your coat on. It's almost time for you to take your dancing
lesson.
And the instructor won't wait, dear.
No, that's good, because I... Why does I have to learn to dance?
Because I want you to cultivate grace.
Nice kid, Grace. Why did I have to take dancing lessons? You never took them.
Yes, I did. And you saw how popular I was in Hawaii.
Oh, yes, I saw you.
Just because I knew the native dances.
Yeah, but you didn't do it right. You too fat.
Junior.
When the Hawaiians dance the hula hula, they is graceful, you know. You're not supposed to run real fast and stop real quick and let nature do the work.
Junior, that's enough of that silliness.
No, you too hit me.
Now hurry up. We'll be late.
Okay, let's go.
Junior, when you learn to dance, I'll be so proud of you.
You will?
You might become another Nijinsky.
Another what?
Nijinsky.
You swear at me. I don't want to be a Nijinsky.
You behave today, Junior. Yeah. And if you dance the adagio with that little Dolores Keys, try to be more careful.
Well, I decided not to dance the adagio with her no more.
Why not? She's a nice little girl.
I know, but she's always dropping me.
Junior, I hope you remember your first position.
Yes, I do. The first position is heels together, toes out, which leads to the second position, which is one step forward and fall flat on my face. Can we go in? Oh, my God. Come on, he's playing the Victrola over there. Look at that butterfly flipping around there.
Are we early, Professor?
Huh? Oh, Varna, my dear.
Yes.
I was just playing Tchaikovsky, sort of dreaming of my younger days. In fact, I was just taking my fifth imaginary curtain call when you spoke.
Oh, I'm sure it wasn't all in imagination. People who have seen you dance are probably still applauding you in their memories.
Oh, thank you.
Well, back to the funny stuff. Come on.
Well, Junior, have you been doing your limbering exercises? Stretching and bending?
Yeah, I've been stretching for the cookie jar and bending over for the spanking. This is going to be good. Grandma's laughing. We'll never get off of the air now.
Are we ready to start your lesson?
I am not ready to start your lesson. Well, now that I warmed up, let's start the lesson.
That's better.
Don't you like to dance, Junior?
No, I think it's dancing school. Here's a racket. You never dance. You just tells me what to do. I bet you can't even dance.
You know that for 10 years I danced with the Ballet Rouge. I was once the toast of the continent.
Yeah, it looked like they popped you out before you was done. Yeah. What kind of dance you does? What kind of
ballet,
dance you
does? Ballet. Ballet Rouge. Yes, and I also did acrobatics. Now, you watch this. I'll do my famous trick where I bend back and pick up a handkerchief
with
my
good.
Teeth.
That'll be good.
I'll show you that I'm still as limber as a willow.
Yes. Oh. Yeah, that widow's from the petrified forest.
There.
Hey, that's good, boy. You see that, Grandma? Now bend back and pick up your teeth. Look at them gold fillings down there. I have hit a bonanza.
I better sit down. I think I sprained my back a little.
Hey, don't you want your choppers? Look at them down there.
Will you please stop using slang expressions?
Well, look at them sneer at me. Hey, Grandma, why don't you take your teeth and put them down next to them and let them fight it out?
Junior, yeah? Would you be kind enough to hand me
my teeth? Not me, kiddo boy. They might bite me. Them things is vicious, you know. I remember one night I went into the up through the middle of the night and I grabbed a glass to get some water in the dark, and boom, Grandpa's false teeth snapped on me nose like a bear trap.
Pick up those teeth, Junior. Do you hear me?
No, wait till I take my shoe off first, just in case they snap at me or something. There, boy, there. If I start doing nothing like that, boy, I'm going to get me some teeth that don't have that wibble-wobble in the wall with it.
Come now, into your dancing shoes. Hurry.
No, I'm not going to do it.
Junior.
Now, I made up my mind that I don't want to be a dancer.
But, Junior, you have talent.
Hmm?
You have talent.
I stink and you know it. I want to go home.
You're staying right here.
Now, you let me go home or I'm going to tell.
You tell what?
I will tell everybody you was a USO entertainer at Valley Forge.
I just don't trust it.
No, you wasn't, huh? No. Hey, Bubbles, here comes General George Washington now.
Okay, boys, hand me my balloons and hit the minuet.
When you go home and play.
Oh, this is really too bad. Yeah. I was thinking of using Junior in our annual kiddies review.
You mean one of them reviews with all the little kids singing and dancing?
Yes.
Out on a stage?
Yes.
A real theater?
Yes.
In front of hundreds of people?
Sure.
Not me, kiddo. Well, I'd rather be sitting out in the audience.
Oh, yeah. Please take your dancing lessons. Yeah. Do it for me, Junior. I'd be so proud of you.
Okay, now, more for you, I do it.
No.
Now go to the dressing room and get my dancing shoes on. I gotta go change. I'm gonna change my
shoes. Oh, no, no. Now, don't run on the dance floor. It's too slippery.
Oh, me head, me head. I broke me widow's car. Oh,
poor baby.
Yes, poor baby.
Bless his little heart.
Yes, yes, his little heart.
Don't cry. Here, Junior, is a nickel.
Well, thanks, Sporty. A nickel. Times like this, a nickel won't even buy a stick of retread bubble gum.
Now, I told you the floor was slippery.
Yes.
Maybe you should bring him back next year. Perhaps he's a little too young to be interested in ballet.
No, I changed my mind. I want to learn to dance. And besides, you promised me a part in the kiddies review.
Well, we'll let you do the dance of Satan.
You mean one of them red costumes with horns?
Yes.
And a pitchfork in
yes.
the hands? Now, he ought to know better than that.
I'll get your costume out of this trunk.
Okay.
Here's the hat with the horn.
Oh, boy.
You better put it on and get used to dancing in it. Oh, and over there's the pitchfork. Yeah. Now, go and get it.
Okay, sucker. Boy, some people don't know when they're well off, don't they? Boy, this is a dream come true. Look at that dandy pitchfork.
Now, I'll get the red coat with the tail on it. It's in the bottom of this truck.
No, 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 don't bend over.
Why not?
I caught myself just in time.
I have to get the rest of the costume.
I'll help you, Professor.
Well, I guess this is just meant to be. Looks like it's going to be a double header, don't it?
No, no.
Now, me bad self says yes, and my good self says no. Now, if I do, I'm going to get a whipping, because this has never been in a moving picture, and I won't have nothing to blame it on. Well, here I go. Ready? Aim. Try.
Junior!
What's up, gal? You stabbed me, too.
What on earth were you going to do?
If you hadn't yelled, you'd find out.
You were going to stick the professor, weren't you?
I might have missed him. But I doubt it. I had a pretty good bead on him.
Now you're going to get it.
No, 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 no. Don't spank the boy. The pitchfork isn't real. It's made of rubber.
It's rubber.
We fooled her, didn't we?
Yeah, we fooled her.
Well, goodness, what a shock. Yes. Look, put that thing down. I'll feel better.
Okay.
Oh, dear.
You a little surprised yourself, ain't you?
Come on, we'll all be back in the next few at the same time. Red Skelton, David Forrester, and his orchestra, Anita Ellis, Vernon Felton, Gigi Pearson, Pat McGee, and Wonderful Smith, and yours truly, Rod O'Connor. Until next Tuesday, then.
This is Red Skelton saying it's Crime Prevention Week. Take time, take stock of your home and your community to prevent crime. Take steps to protect your life and your property. Get to know your next-door neighbor. This is Red Skelton saying goodbye now, and thanks for listening.
Sir Walter Raleigh, the pipe tobacco that rates superior on all five counts. Check them.
A rich, ripe, full-bodied, burly blend.
Sir Walter Raleigh, pipe tobacco.
Mellowed with rum for extra smoothness. Deep down, satisfying goodness.
That's Sir Walter Raleigh, pipe tobacco.
Clean smoking all the way down. No soggy heel. Leaves only a clean, dry ash.
And that's Sir Walter Raleigh, pipe tobacco.
Crimp cut for slow, even cool burning.
Yes, Sir Walter Raleigh, pipe tobacco.
The brand of grand aroma. Keeps home, sweet home.
It's Sir Walter Raleigh. Sooner or later, your favorite tobacco.
Smoke Sir Walter Raleigh, the quality pipe tobacco of America.
Brown and Williamson invite you to have a good listening during the week. Listen to People Are Funny with Art Linkletter next Friday night and join us again with Red Skelton next Tuesday. When your neighbor rings your doorbell to ask for your contribution to the 1947 American Red Cross Fund campaign, give gladly. And friends, Easter Seals buy special services which crippled children need for better living. Remember Easter Seals. Red Skelton is heard in this program through the courtesy of Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer.
And Parole Board 8.
Red Skelton is brought to you by the Brown and Williamson Tobacco Corporation.
This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.